friends. I'm Gabby.
I'm Jermaine.
And I'm with her.
And she's with me.
No, but actually, here's the story of us.
Yes, let's break it down.
How long have we been friends now?
Jeez, did we meet after COVID?
Yeah, I think it was the season coming out of COVID. Yeah, because that might have been my first year I started hosting.
Yes. And I had just joined.
Yeah, so she auditioned for a role with the same organization I was in. That's how we met, became friends.
Yes. So, very quickly. I think, honestly, I will say from my perspective, it feels like I was scouted.
And let me tell you,
I feel like
I've done that a lot to our friends. I remember with Abby, I was I found
one. We want to be friends with her. You and our other really great friend, Megan, I feel like you guys scouted me. You guys picked me up off the street.
No, I did that with Megan, too. She's going to be my friend.
Yeah, I feel like I was in, the new girl position. I just got there. I actually do remember our first interaction ever, because for the role that I had applied for, we had to do an audition process.
Yes.
And Gabby was the one taking the headshots for everyone. So that was our first interaction ever. You were like,
and I said, "Who is this diva?" I really felt you were the cool girl in school.
That's what I felt about you too. I immediately was like, "She's so pretty. Like, that's I want to be friends with her. Like, let's get involved." So I think I never expected us to be friends though. I really was like, "She's out here doing her all cool thing." I don't got nothing to do with this. I never even thought our paths were really going to cross like that. But it turned into something so beautiful so quickly.
I know.
So quickly. I think it was a couple weeks into it. And then you and Megan right away were just kind of
and then hanging out. And then eventually Megan got wifed up. And then you and I would
hang out all the time.
Yeah, you were sleeping over all the time. Just
and then
we got to chatting one day, and then the next day you moved in.
Moved in. That's the Spark Notes version.
That's pretty much in a nutshell. We're roommates now for over a year. Just delivered our baby boy. Our dog that we have. That you're his second mommy to. So it's really progressed really nicely. And I think what we've connected a lot on, other than obviously just loving and caring about each other, is our drive in a creative space. I'm also a creative in a different way, but I think we complement each other so well.
I agree.
And if I'm somewhere, she's gonna be there. She's with me.
Yeah.
And if she's somewhere,
one thing about Gabby and I think that's literally where this name was born.
That's
because
so true.
We kept saying that all the time. It got to a point where we were doing everything together to the point where I on my Instagram stories, I'd post something, and then in the caption I'd just be I'm with her. What'd you expect?
Yeah. Or so many events, or I would take you to work things with me all the time.
We were just doing my plus one all the time.
Or if it's especially getting in, here's my truth. You won't catch me waiting in a line. I'm sorry. You won't catch me. If there's a line
in
the bar.
One thing about Gabby, she's I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to go ask somebody about something and figure out how we get in there.
And there's nothing more powerful than when I turn to the crowd and I go,
come with me. She is the friend that's at the front of the line, saying a couple words, and then all of a sudden it's all right, guys, let's go. And I'm okay. She's working overtime.
For as long as it keeps working.
Why not? The worst he can say is no, shoot your shot.
Yeah. If they say no, then that bar, I'm not supposed to be there.
I will say most times it works. It literally works.
And for as long as it keeps
working, we're going to keep doing it. I'm with her.
Yeah.
Let's go, girls.
You gave me this God complex.
Yeah. So I think there was just a point where we were just going on so many trips together, doing so many things together. I was hanging out all the time. At this point, we lived together too. We were really connected at the hip.
Yeah.
it was giving married couple.
No,
We were together.
Yeah. And so there's also 7-year age gap between us.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 23.
I don't know.
For context, I'm 20. I feel like I haven't said my age the whole time. I'm 23. You're 31. So I feel right off the bat too. I don't know. I feel the age dynamic too.
Yeah, but I've learned so much from you.
And I've learned so much from you.
I know. You've healed a lot of things in me.
That's very sweet. I feel like we've had so many conversations just late night. When you just have those conversations, it's you don't understand. I always tell you this all the time. I don't even think you understand how much you have changed my life. I sit here sometimes and I'm wow, if I never met Gabby, I just feel the way I've progressed as a young adult, it just you have changed so many of my perspectives. You've allowed me to see the world in such a different way because of your perspectives that I'm you don't even understand how much you do me day in and day out. And it's we heal each other and play off each other in so many different ways. And
no, I think the biggest thing is the way you can communicate to me when I'm
raging, if you will. No, you've definitely helped me be way less reactive. That's something mm-hmm. else that we'll talk about another time is yeah. The mental health mm-hmm. issues I've faced and mm-hmm. how that's played into, especially during my adulthood and my mm-hmm. personality and just overall functioning mm-hmm. and when I just fully cannot function. Mm-hmm. So that has been really helpful. And
Yeah,
it's just like silly with such an age difference, mm-hmm. just with where we are. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I was nearly as cool or anything when I was your age. So
yeah, it gives me a lot of like, okay, yeah, like, I'm on the right path. It's all good. I feel like a lot of that, like too, like at least with the way like I was raised and brought up, like I feel like I've never been like a person who's really gotten to a lot of like confrontation. I've just always been very like patient and understanding.
Same.
Growing up because of my home mm-hmm. life that like I feel like with a lot of my relationships like it kind of usually goes pretty smooth and I feel like we've had a chance to like be very vulnerable with each other and like we have that open communication now at this point.
We had our worst fight ever recently.
Yeah, oh my god. I didn't know if we were gonna talk about that.
We can circle back.
But that happened recently. But for the first time I think
and it still wasn't
it
even
was the first time I think we've ever raised our voices at each other.
Yeah,
like above
but
like
a, to be fair to us, there was alcohol involved.
Yeah, it was a night out.
And I wasn't in my best. And
honestly, now it's funny. It's so laughable
because like, I can laugh at it now. I did my big one.
Like we've been friends for like 5 years now, and that was the first time I think we ever had like a little tit for that, like a little moment.
And your friendships,
and it wasn't even about anything about us. Like it was so like unrelated to us.
No, it was just
it was but like one big misunderstanding and a lesson.
We'll get into that one later.
Yeah, that's a story for another time.
We've all been there. Yeah. But until then,
yeah.
So let's jump right into it. We're just gonna catch you up from the middle, of course.
Of course, why not?
Really surprised recently. At my ripe age of 30 years young, I thought I was past this phase, but I got my very own hey girl message.
We all get those at least one point in our lives.
Yeah, and I thought that one point we were done with.
Already happened.
Anyway, so
just kidding.
Here's how this went, because dating is so fun and cute and successful. I'm happily married now for 10 years. Anyways.
Manifesting.
So, right, something like that. So, from the top, I was seeing this guy. For context, we were friends who kiss. Mm-hmm. Kissing friends, if you will.
Yeah.
We've been hanging out for a few months. Actually, yeah, a few months now.
Yeah, it went on for a little bit.
But we met back in COVID mm-hmm. era. And we were hanging out back then, too, until he, tale as old as time, got a girlfriend.
As they do. Yeah.
Unfollowed me, blocked me. What, God forbid a girl minds our business. anyway, so time went on, and of course, every once a year, I had my annual check-in on his Instagram. You still in the relationship? Okay, got it. And then eventually, no, I didn't notice that he wasn't. He came to a game and messaged me mm-hmm. from there, and that was the quick to the profile. Oh.
All the pictures are gone.
Yeah. So we quickly started hanging out again. Cute, cool, fun. It was fun, casual. I don't know if this is going to make any sense. I had such a crush on him. Mm-hmm. Such a crush on him. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say from my POV too, I feel like I've seen you in other situations with people, but like with him, it was a little different. Like you definitely had a crush.
Yeah, no, I had a crush. Spent a lot of time in La La Land.
Yeah.
But it was so fun. It was almost like a regimen, if you will. Yeah. I think we hung out once every couple weeks. It was the healthiest relationship I've ever been in.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk in between that. So it was great. And it wasn't anything I was looking for a relationship in. So whatever that was going on, no problems. Fine. He came. We were out one night, met. I've known his friends like mostly from over the years.
Yeah.
But he met all of our friends. Mm-hmm. That was fun. And the moment after that, I think it was like I was at work. And I get him. No. I happened to check my message requests mm-hmm. and I saw I had, I don't know what even drew me to it. Cause I have some that I just like, if you don't really know me, I don't know.
Yeah.
So it said, hey girl.
Hey girl, the classic hey girl.
We all know this song. Sing it with me. So just so you know, or I wanted to let you know that I know you've been seeing so-and-so, I've also been, or someone's also been seeing him for the last few months, and like it was serious, something. And so, okay, I didn't see that message though. She messaged me back 2 days later. She responded to a story. Mm-hmm. I have Victor E. Rat, naturally. And she, like, followed up again. But this time the message changed from he was seeing someone to we were seeing each other.
Yeah, she didn't want to say it right out front, but, like, she was talking about herself.
Yeah, so here's where I'm torn. Is that the perspective of being a girl's girl and you're, like, letting them know? And I said, actually, I think I can read it verbatim to you. I thought it was a fine message. Did I send it to, who did I send it to?
All of us, probably.
So every single group chat?
Yeah.
I know I sent it to Abby. Because I can probably read exactly what it is. So she basically messaged me and, oh, here it is. Hey girl, just wanted to let you know something so-and-so was fully dating someone since January of this year. Saw you've been on dates, hanging out with him. So just wanted to give you a heads up, smiley face.
Right.
Okay. Then the follow-up was, I don't know if you saw my DM, but we indeed were dating the same person as of yesterday. I just feel bold to assume that, but okay. Okay, no worries.
Yeah, so this is where you're like, so okay, naturally, let's find out.
Took a screenshot, dropped it in our thread, my thread with him, no context.
Yeah, said, explain this, please.
Here you go. So I responded to her and I said, hi, just seeing your messages. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. For clarification, I've been seeing him very casually and by no means are him and I in anything serious. Very sorry this happened to you. I've been there and it sucks. I didn't know he was seeing anyone seriously. Regardless, I do not want to be involved in any drama that should be handled between the two of you.
Right.
So I think I understand the perspective of trying to, like, look out for them. Mm-hmm. Come to find out,
right,
from his POV, she had gone through his Apple Watch. Mm-hmm.
But this is where I like to circle it back to the whole point. I'm like, if you're searching through a man's Apple Watch, how serious are you guys? Like, if you have the balls to be going through a man's Apple Watch, you must be actually serious. Like,
or comfortable enough to do that.
Because you're just not going through anybody's Apple Watch. Like,
I wasn't doing sleepovers. Like, right. I was like, I have a dog.
She's having sleepovers. She's checking the Apple Watch. So that's fine. Passwords. Like, it's a whole different level.
Classic tale as old as time here. He probably fed her, or who knows? I don't want to accuse him, but he's a man, so she believed that. So fair enough. No worries. I sent it to him, and he was basically saying, I'm so sorry you got involved in this, or something. Because I remember she responded to me, but I don't know if I still have it. Saying something, maybe I read it in a different tone, but I kind of took it as, are you giving me attitude? I can't even find it. But she basically said something like, no, I was just letting you know. There's no drama.
No drama, just letting you know.
But I'm pissed. So
how did he react to
that? I just didn't think it was fair to involve me in that.
Yeah.
I'm minding my own business. Like, I don't know you. I think the series of events, we were going out publicly, and
but
I'm sure
they saw.
But your
knowledge, too. You didn't think he was seeing anybody else, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
No, it didn't even need to be talked about. Yeah. It wasn't that
So what
deep.
Did he respond to your message? Like the
bullshit.
No context.
Bullshit, pretty much. I was like, no, I totally believe him. And then, okay, cool, no problem. Couple
hope
days
you figure
go by,
it out.
Hope you figure it out. Like, I mean, I was like, look, this isn't cool. I need you to just be honest about this. Yeah. If there's anything girlfriend-like in this situation, I can't be a part of that.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, that's not it. I was like, this is the idea I had. And he said, no, we're definitely on the same page. Mm-hmm. All good. So I said, okay, cool. Made light of it. Hope you figure it out. All good. Ha ha. See you soon. Mm-hmm. I never saw him soon.
Never saw him soon.
Within the
Quite
next few days.
Never saw him again.
Within the next few days, I had said, oh my gosh. I said, so it was that, and then the next thing was, so you trying to see Gab Allen or what? No response for a couple days.
I had that little
tickle in my belly, and I said, hold on now. Oh, he doesn't follow me anymore. Mm-hmm. She has blocked me. Mm-hmm. And he finally responded later with the, hey, I'm so sorry, I have a lot on my plate right now. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. I don't even think I read past that. So, mm-hmm. Okay, never responded.
Yeah. Moral of the story is he had a girlfriend.
This is the second time.
Let's talk about it.
Like, how dare I be a supporting character over there? Well, he's clearly in a lesson. So you hate when that happens. I just thought I was past that point. How naive of me to think that.
I'm sure we'll all get a couple hey girly messages. Actually, I'm not manifesting that.
No, I don't want that.
But like it happens.
Oh, and then, sorry, we forgot the whole second part of this. So like a week or so later, we go out for my birthday. God. We go out for my birthday.
I forgot this happened.
This is actually the whole point.
I forgot this happened.
We go out for my birthday. Dinner, drinks. Jen, we're supposed to be there. No problem. Anyways. So we go out and then we went to just a bar on Las Olas. Mm-hmm. We walk in. Who noticed it?
I want to say maybe Audrey.
I don't know, but because we had discussed this dinner.
Yeah.
At my birthday dinner. That was how I was catching everyone up mm-hmm. on here's the tea. Pass the phone around.
Right.
She's standing in.
In your face.
She's standing in Palm Room.
Yep. Woo. Hey, girl.
What are the odds? I have never seen this broad in my whole life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to come for her age necessarily, but it was giving the kind of aura or behaviors that I definitely lived through mm-hmm. when I was 20-something years old. Mm-hmm. So whatever, we get it. We've been there. But that was such an interesting vibe. It set the tone right there. Mm-hmm. All of her friends were there. You know, you're, like, breaking your necks. Mm-hmm. And I guess everyone's we kind of were, too, like, clocking, like, what are the odds here?
There's a witch.
But again, I'm like, there's a witch. No. So just like, you know she went home and they got into a fight. Happy birthday.
They were even still talking.
They're still talking. I'm still unfollowed.
Yeah.
So that's okay. I wish them well. It's fine.
Tale as old as time.
I don't even care.
That'll do it.
No, but that's okay. Dating is so hard. I think it's so hard everywhere, but in South Florida, it's no better. Don't think if you're from the middle of nowhere that there's better options here.
Proximity to find somebody.
They're scary out here.
Yeah.
But you can't say the same. We were both single together. This was a partnership.
It was.
We have a dog together.
I am single. Let's not get crazy.
You sure about that?
I'm definitely single.
Uh-huh. And where are you going next week?
To Mexico.
Why?
You know, I'm hanging out with a friend.
Am I going?
No.
How come?
Because it's just me and my friend.
Your good friend? Your friend you kiss?
My good friend that I kiss here and there. Oh, gosh. It's honestly a really complicated situation, and mm-hmm. I'm really just trying to take it day by day. I'm trying to have fun. I'm
You've
young,
said that
trying
literally
to live
every
my
day.
Life.
Are you at least at this point able to admit from the beginning when Megan was kind of rooting for this? Megan's our girlfriend. And we were all saying this is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it is what it is. Like,
I don't even think you've admitted that you like him out loud.
Because.
Say it.
I don't know if I'm ready.
Say
I don't know
it
if I'm ready
loud.
To say that. I do like him. I definitely do like him.
But you're just ready to get on a plane for an international flute out.
For an international flute out little moment. Yes. No, it's not even about that. I really do enjoy his company. We have a great time together. It's just really complicated at the moment. So I'm not trying to get ahead of myself. Mm-hmm. This is somebody that I've kind of been back and forth with for the past couple years casually here mm-hmm. and there. And right now with like the place that we're at both in our lives right now, it's not in a place where I think we will ever be serious anytime soon.
Yeah.
But we definitely care for each other and there's a special connection there, but like I just don't want to get ahead of myself in any way. So I'm trying to just like have fun, live in the moment. I am in no place to be in a relationship right now. So I'm just taking it as it is and like keeping it at, it is what it is, and that is it. I'm not trying to get a little crazy. I'm not trying to have any expectations. I'm kind of just living my life. So, yes, we are going to Mexico in a week. I think it'll be really fun. I can't wait to get back and, like, tell you guys how it goes.
Yeah.
But we really do have such a great time together, so I'm excited. At the end of the day, I'm excited. I feel safe around him. It's going to be a good time. Yeah. Like, we're going to have fun.
No, you guys were chopping up the other day.
Yeah, we were.
I was on an Uber to a date.
Uber.
Oh, I drove.
You drove.
Wow. Yeah. I never do that. Wow, even I can't believe it. You didn't even go on FaceTime with me.
No, we were talking about like what we're going to do on the trip.
Don't worry, I got there safely.
Everything. I'm so excited.
No, that is cute. I can't wait to hear about it. I'm
the
so
whole time.
Happy for you.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
No, I
it'll
don't.
Be fun. It'll
He's
be
cool.
A cute little
I
time.
Like him.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Other than that, though, any other new boys in your life, new guys?
No, but I think that's fair. I'm pretty sure I'm going through a lesson right now. A lot of things are
a
just
lot
like,
of lessons.
A lot of lessons.
We've been talking about that recently. Everything has just been a lesson. A lesson after a lesson after a lesson. How many lessons are too many? when do we stop learning?
I don't know. But then I end up feeling guilty a lot because how much time am I putting into my social life, which is important.
Mm-hmm.
And then stuff like this, where it's our own creative endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
having the confidence to do that, one.
Yeah.
And then trusting your instinct. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've had a creative block now since... When was I first diagnosed with depression?
It's been there
no,
for
I
a
think
minute.
Since like COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something I've really struggled
just
with.
Just feel unfulfilled, or are you talking about just with depression in general?
I think part of that too, mm-hmm. being in the full-time corporate world
mm-hmm.
has definitely dampened mm-hmm. that.
That'll do it.
I feel stifled mm-hmm. sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's just so easy to say, oh, well, I have to answer an email, so I have to push this back, mm-hmm. whatever creative mm-hmm. thing I should be doing for myself. Mm-hmm. But
I will say, I feel really proud of us. I feel mm-hmm. because, like, we've been talking about this for a while now. Yeah. We've been, like, manifesting this idea.
We did a mood board in January.
Yes.
It's not January now.
And not anymore. But I will say, I'm still proud that we've made it here.
Yeah.
Also, like, I feel like this kind of manifested just from us, like, sitting outside. We have a little sesh outside every night mm-hmm. where we just sit and we chop it up. And we're like, I feel like these are conversations mm-hmm. that we should share with everyone. Let's just air ourselves out. Why not?
Basically.
Might make good content. So we've been sitting out there for a while, and then we're like, mm-hmm. you know what? The more we thought about it, we're like, let's start actually like trying to manifest this into something real. Like, let's try to see if we can turn this into something. So the fact that we're even sitting in these seats right now, I'm like, damn, we actually took it somewhere. I'm proud of us mm-hmm. for getting there, because I feel like as a creative, it's so hard. You have so many ideas, but when you don't act on them, they just start to like pile up, and then you feel overwhelmed because like, oh, I want to do this, then I want to do that, and then it's like you just feel so, like you said, like stifled, just like you can't move anywhere because it's just like you haven't acted on anything yet. So being here feels so like we did it.
Yeah, but it's, I know we're both like, how much do we expose, because I've stayed in these confines mm-hmm. for work, because I need health insurance.
Right.
I need health insurance.
So it's like betting on yourself and feeling confident enough that like this will work out mm-hmm. or like that this will be something valuable for somebody somewhere.
Yeah.
And trusting that like this will get us at mm-hmm. some point out of the corporate world, out of the cycle. And like we can brand ourselves mm-hmm. as the entertainment, and like we can sell ourselves at some point. So like
sell ourselves.
Well, nice. Not in that way. Not in that way, but sell our value here. But.
Yeah. No, we have interesting perspectives.
Yeah.
You are in your early 20s.
Yes.
Gulp. So am I. No, I'm in my early 30s.
Yeah, so I feel like we give two different dynamics too, but we mesh together so well too. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Honestly, I've been thinking about this lately, and maybe I just haven't said it yet, but I've noticed that I kind of am craving the type of like female friendship with somebody who is older than me or has more experiences mm-hmm. in life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I've always played the big sister role. Mm-hmm. I am a big sister.
You are my big sister.
My friends here are a lot younger.
Yeah.
And I just suck the youth out of them to keep me young.
They keep you young.
Obviously. So, and I love doing that. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed in some areas that it would be nice to have a little bit of guidance.
Yeah.
And where, in spaces in my career where I've moved into, oh, there's like female mentors here and stuff like that. Honestly, that's only held true for the people, my friends that I already have.
Mm-hmm.
And with the exception of some women that I've learned a lot from.
Mm-hmm.
But that just hasn't been the case all the way through.
Yeah.
I think this is a kind of a hot take that I worked in sports now for an entertainment for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe I'm going to admit this, but I prefer working with more men mm-hmm. around, maybe because mm-hmm. you know what to expect.
Yeah.
And women are pushed down and pushed around.
Yeah.
And then you end up like clawing over another woman to get to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that hurts sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So no, that's totally fair. That's
like,
totally
I'm
fair.
Trying to, but it's hard not to compare yourself. Yeah. Like we want to be creatives and be open.
It's natural.
And,
it's natural. That's just like a human instinct. You do that naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like for me, like when we really became close, like you to me were a mentor, like right mm-hmm. off the bat, you were a mentor, big sister.
Sucker.
And like,
you sucker.
I fell for it, but you've always been that role for me. So I can understand craving that. Cause I feel like mm-hmm. once I met you and we became really close, like I feel like I had so much more guidance and I realized like everything is going to be okay. Cause like,
told you that?
No, but like, just like hearing from you and your experiences and the places you were in your life compared to like where I was in my life at the time, you've always like reassured me that like, it's going to be okay. When I was your age, this, that, and a third. And I'm like, okay.
And then I'm going to sit in my closet and I'm like,
I can take a deep breath now because, like, you've always, like, reminded me, like, it's going to be okay. So, yeah. like, that definitely has allowed me to feel a lot more comfortable with where mm-hmm. I'm at. So yeah. I can understand how you could crave that from, like, mm-hmm. somebody older than you or, like, someone who's a little bit more yeah. experienced in
your
field.
I mean, my sister couldn't be more different. Mm-hmm. She's introverted. She's mm-hmm. low-key. Her yeah. and her boyfriend just got a house. She wants that more...
traditional lifestyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
She
yeah,
wants
exactly.
the kid. She wants the house. She wants the whole thing. Like, mm-hmm. we're out here
and
just
I'm running
life.
Away. I don't yeah. even think I want children. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other beast to unpack.
Yeah. We'll keep on trucking.
Yeah. And we'll keep on trucking. I feel like we're on the right path right now. Mm-hmm. This feels right. Yeah. So, like, I'm like, okay, we'll continue to just, like, mm-hmm. put all our efforts and energy into ourselves and this and, like, see where that goes. And I'm mm-hmm. really excited. So.
No, me too. But I learned things from fun. You too. Yeah. Like, all this Gen Z slang.
All this Gen Z slang. Yes. Glad I can offer that.
No, I've learned a lot. I'm hip. I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'm connecting with
the times.
With the younger mm-hmm. ones, even though I'm millennial.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But I really do learn things from you.
Yeah.
In fact, a little move I pulled the other day.
Oh, God,
at
I'm
a game.
Scared.
We'll tell yours first, the puck.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So there was some time last season during playoffs. We work for a hockey team, by the way. Like, I feel like maybe we can add a little context there. Mm-hmm. So we're in the arena and I saw this guy that was sitting there and I was like, oh, I feel like I have to say something to him. Do you know when you just see someone so hot, they're like, oh, I can't let this one slide. Like, I just have to say something.
Yeah.
So I'm going up to everybody and I'm like pointing to everybody. I'm like, guys, that guy right there, like, I have to say something to him. Like, how can I get his attention? But we're also working. So, like, you have to keep it a little appropriate. Like, it's not anything you can just, like, go a little crazy. So we went down to our where we all hang out, and they were like, someone had the bright idea. It wasn't me. It wasn't my original idea. I want to say it was like Shayla or something, or maybe Rules. It
you
was Shayla or Rules.
I don't mind. It was your idea.
And they were like, you should write your Instagram or your number on a puck, and because they were an opposing team.
Right.
They were opposing
they always
team.
Are.
Yeah, they were
they
opposing team
are.
Supporter. So I gave them a little puck and I was like, honestly, hopefully this will change your mind. And I put my Instagram on it and I went back and he was gone. So I never got to pull the move, but I was going to give him the puck and just be like, hopefully this, you know, puck will change your mind. Hopefully mm-hmm. you'll switch sides, you know, whatever. We'll hang out.
Yeah.
Cool. I had a fantasy in my brain at that point. I'm like, yeah. this is going to work.
Puck
is still in my
love.
Backpack. Never used it, but we did have you pull that same move the other day.
Yeah.
And it worked. So
no,
why don't you, give, why don't you give him the
because
rundown?
This is somebody at the game I noticed early on because he was sitting near the section that we activate our stuff in. And so I noticed him. He's cute.
Yeah.
Honestly, at this point, though, anyone's cute to me. I think.
She's trying to. Just, yeah.
I just need to fuel up. I just need a kiss, and I can keep it going.
Right.
I love a little kiss.
Right. Mm-mm.
Anyway, so he was sitting over there, but I wasn't just going to go. I mean, I'm working,
yeah,
of course.
Got to keep it appropriate.
So between one of the periods when I was going down, him and I were passing each other in the hallway. Mm-hmm. So he smiled at me. I smiled at him. No, and then he hit me with a quick, like, hey, how are you? But I was already on the move. Mm-hmm. And so I have a security guard, as you know, who walks around with me mm-hmm. everywhere. And he's a little bit older. How yeah. old would you say Todd is?
Late 50s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Late 50s.
And he's an absolute
precious old man. Oh my gosh.
Doll, and there are so few older men in this world who don't look at you like your dinner or who don't give off creepy, and that's yeah. unfortunate. But there are really, really good mm-hmm. guys out there. I'm very lucky to have him. And so it's so funny because I've had a couple interactions like this, mm-hmm. and he's always there. Like, it's like my dad's just standing behind watching
just
these interactions unfold.
While you're soft.
So I include him. So right after we pass, I turn around and I was like, oh, he was so cute. And he goes, what?
What are you talking about, little lady?
So that's when I remembered. So I did that idea. I grabbed a puck, a blank one, and I put Go Cats. And then I made a good point. Or you made a good point. I shouldn't put my phone number mm-hmm. because,
yeah,
people don't need my phone number. I put my Instagram at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going to have you drop it off for mm-hmm. me.
I was the messenger.
Yes, yes. Yep. That way it wasn't, like, too obvious.
Yeah.
So you did, you brought it
so,
up.
So yeah, I went up to the section while there was a little timeout.
Thank God it was the right person.
I know. I was like, that one right there? But like, there were yeah. a few cute men over there. I knew which one it was. So I went over and I was like, hey, this is from the little redhead down there. And he's like, what? And I was like, the redhead down there, this is from her. And I scurried off. Like, I literally, like,
it was
no, I know. I don't know why I was nervous too. I was like, it's from her. And scurried off. And I think he got the memo mm-hmm. at some point. Because I think I ran right over to you guys right
he said,
after.
Look, at her throwing those t-shirts.
I ran over to you guys right after, and we're all like, and at this point, I think all of us were staring over there because we're like, who, what, where? Like,
it's like, don't look
up there. Everyone's snapping their necks at this point. So, like, everyone knew, but he figured it out. So then, there was a moment where the sections are all clearing out. It's right. Intermission.
It's intermission, yeah.
And he comes down, and I'm, like, kind of, like, trying to watch to see, like, what he's going to do now that he knows that the ball is in his court. And he walks over down to you, but you were working, or I guess, like, just kind of, like, really locked in. And I'm watching to see how it happens. His boy's, like, in the corner, and his boy's, like, do you want me to come with you? Do you want me to leave? And his boy's, like, no, I got this. So the boy leaves, and then the guy that we gave the puck to, he comes over, and he tries to grab you. And I'm like, yes, like, he's going in there, full, like, he's going for it. And Gabby's just so locked into her space that, like, she doesn't even notice. I'm pretty sure he grabbed your arm. He might have even, like, gripped your arm to try to get your attention. And I think he was like, hey, and then, like, nothing. She was so lost in La La Land, she didn't even see that her crush came up to her. So then he walks off. And at this point, I was about to be like, wait, like, no, she loves you. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, my God.
So he scurries off. And then I turn to Gabby, and I'm like, Gabby, damn, like, I was right there, like, you had your moment, you lost it. What are we gonna do now? So I think I even, like, scurried out into the hallway to see, like, if he was there, to be like, she didn't mean to ignore you, I promise you, like, she likes you.
He's not an asshole, I swear.
You're not an asshole. I'm, like, literally rooting for you at this point too.
Oh my gosh.
He's gone into the dust. You go to the bathroom. And then I'm still, like, in the hall, just, like, waiting to see, like, who comes back first, either you or him, to be like, listen, like, we got to get it together.
Oh yeah, I
so
did.
I'm just wingmanning at this point, waiting and
meanwhile, what I was so locked in on in that moment was protecting the cocktail that was for the upcoming activation.
Right.
I was so concerned. Great. About this cocktail. That's what I was locked in on, and making sure it was
covered to go.
And safe for transport.
So then I think you guys end up, like, finding each other at the same point. Honestly, I watched
it. Well, no, I walked past him to go back in, and then
from where I watched it, it seemed like
it was like,
Troy. It was like, yes, it gave Troy. Like, wait, like, spotlight on y'all. Like, the way I saw it was just like, you guys were like, wait. And then you guys, like, connected, and Todd, the security guard, was just, like, in the corner, like, a little dad. Like,
this guy, he hit a little, like, jog.
Yes, like, you guys jogged towards each other.
I didn't jog.
It looked like you reached out, and then he was hitting the jog. It was like a little, like, oh.
No, I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to ignore you.
And then Todd's just on the wall like this, trying to just be, like, cool security guard on the side. He probably couldn't hear anything about what was going on. He's just waiting for his gal. And you guys seem to be chopping it up. And then our other good friends, Megan and Rules, they were, like, also there with me, and we're all just, like,
pulled up a seat.
Yeah, we all just pulled up a seat, and we're watching you guys from the distance, like, oh, they're chopping it up. They're really hitting it off. Like, it seems like it's going great.
Look, I like to have very personable, memorable moments with fans.
Right. With people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, you guys were given, it was giving. And then I think you walked right back over, and then we were like, how'd it go? And then you're like, cute, cool, da-da-da, and just brushed it off and, like, went back to work.
Yeah, so it was a cute, quick little, like, hee-haw, what are you doing after the game kind of thing. He was just in town for that game. Mm-hmm. And I turned around, and Todd was giggling. Mm-hmm. Because there was another time, too, that happened, where a guy, like, came up to me or something while I was on the stage, and it was him and Keith, my main stage manager. And as soon as the interaction was done, I had turned my head to them to, like, move on to the next thing, and they're both like,
and I also think
I was like, they're with me.
They're with
said,
me.
I'm with her. They're with me. They'll be on the date too.
I think when you ran back over too from that guy, you had such a big smile on your face too. Like, after that, me, Rolls, and I were literally just like, oh, it's yep. It was great.
Well, so then, yeah, we ended up going for drinks because we won,
and
then he met us out. Mm-hmm. That was cute. Mm-hmm. We hung out. We date for the evening. Mm-hmm. And,
sorry, this, like, has me... This is a perfect segue to another topic or another conversation we could have, just because I want to talk about, like, his friend really quick, and then another person we met out that same night. But it's a whole different conversation, so I'll bring this up after we're, like, fully closed off.
Oh, no, my story is over now.
Okay.
The end. I hope he has a good life. The end.
Okay. I want hot take.
Into the night.
Okay. We had this conversation before, but I think we ended up... This can relate to his friend that he had out that night, or just other guys in general. Yeah, the tall, pretty guy.
Yeah.
So sometimes I want to say, do we think pretty guys have charisma?
No, because my friend from the beginning of this story, I'm eating something. He is...
Do we think pretty guys have charisma? Because I think a lot of the times a pretty face, they think they could just sell any fantasy.
They didn't have to learn the riz.
They didn't have to learn no riz, no charisma. They just look at you and you're lost in it. We're lost in it. So there was a guy that we met out that night.
It's very, they're talking about blah, 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 blah.
Backstory stuff. But like it literally sounds like blah, blah, blah when they talk. So
I think it actually was.
So there was this guy that we had met out. This is a complete stranger. He was not a part of the group of people that we were with at all.
Oh, okay.
He came up to us. He would be like your typical guy that would be on a reality TV show like Love Island. Like he's like pretty as hell. Like so pretty in the face. Got the body. Got the, you know.
Slim into weight.
And he came up to us. And you could just tell right off the bat, like this is the kind of guy that like girls fall to their knees for. Like he just expected the entire group of girls that we were with out that night to just be like, just fall for it. And I'm like, baby, no. Like we're not going to do that for you right now. I've been here before. I've met enough pretty guys in my time to know that like I'm not going to just fall for your hi, hey, hello. Like you got to give me a little something more than that. Like, no banter.
Yeah, I need
no
a hi,
charisma.
Hey, hello, how are you?
What else?
And I'm good.
What else?
How the hell
what
are
else?
You?
So I think that might be a hot take, but I don't think most pretty guys don't have to work for it.
No, so they never learned
They
how
never
to.
Learn how to work for it.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to be a little, like, skeptical with the pretty guys.
And that's like, why, like, the funny guys are maybe less attractive.
Yeah.
Will usually be with a hot girl.
Yeah, because they can make you giggle, and that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Not that face.
But
that
you have
face
to be somewhat attractive, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's my truth.
I think typically...
The attraction is a big part of it. It just is.
Typically, I feel like my type is pretty boys, so I feel like I do fall for that. That niche quite a bit, so maybe that's why I feel so strong on this point because I tend to be. Maybe I've been that girl before.
That You're projecting.
Fallen for nothing. I am projecting. Right
I've fallen
now.
For nothing so many times.
So many times.
You know what this is? Another lesson.
Another lesson. Just adds to the lessons.
Lesson. Another lesson.
But that is a lesson I've learned, and now I'm like, okay, you got to have a little bit more than a pretty face.
I know.
To sell,
I know.
Because I can't just be falling for anything.
Here's what's so bad though is I'll get to a point is how long can I go without a kiss before I have to keep.
But I think there is bars for everything.
The
bars for everything.
The boyfriend is so different from the bar of somebody who you're gonna hang out with or just respond to a text.
You're right. There's different levels to it.
Yeah.
There's different levels.
I can't always see where those bars are. It's a little blurry. We can talk about you can wrap it up with how you just let go of your best job ever.
Oh gosh. Okay. Yes. Honestly, this is the perfect. Yeah. Okay.
This is our version of a work-life balance is putting our life in the work, right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. A little bit of this.
A little bit
this
of that.
This is perfect.
Yes.
So I have been in the service industry. I had been in the service industry probably for like the past 3 years, three, 4 years, honestly. Like that was my first job. My first job actually was working in a nursing home as a server. So that taught me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Fun fact, actually.
How old were these?
Old were the people?
Yeah.
Like, very geriatric. Like, we're about to, like, geriatric. Like, very, like...
Oh, you were saying goodbye. Oh, this was your last meal.
Yes, this... Last supper kind of deal. My mom
sending them off with a kiss.
Yeah, my mom has always worked in, like, that space. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's kind of just what I grew up around. So, she put me onto this job. Mm-hmm. Actually, this is a very funny story.
How old are you?
Probably like 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. This is actually a very funny story. I was training for my first week at the nursing home restaurant. So it's like you have the same patients every day because obviously.
What kind of luxury send off is this place?
I mean, people there, I guess, were living there. Like it's like you know, senior living. Like not everyone is about to like.
Yeah,
it was like. They were living their lives there.
Yeah.
So we had the same patients pretty much every day, and I'm in my week of training, okay? So they're teaching us. This is the first, you know, few weeks I'm learning how to hold a tray, how to hand something off from a tray,
okay.
How to, like,
life
find
skills.
The balance. Yes, all of that. So it's my first week, and I'm going to my table, and I'm bringing over a dressing to this group of, like, older men and, like, their wives or whatever. And I'm holding the tray up here. They're all sitting down, and I take the dressing off, and it spills on the old man's head. The dressing is dripping down his forehead.
Is he bald?
He's bald. It's dripping down.
Oh, that's better. That's
it's dripping
better.
Down his forehead.
Did he notice? Onto
his shirt, onto his face, everything.
It would have been better if he didn't have the awareness.
And I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I can't believe that
was
just
he a lot
happened.
Older?
It's my first day. I will say,
was this elderly abuse?
I will say a lot of the people that were patients here or like lived here were very short temper, very rude. But this was like one of the sweetest, kindest old men ever it could have happened to. He's like taking his little napkin and he's like,
Jerome, I'm gonna cry.
I know. He was like, don't even worry about it. It's okay. He's like dabbing the dressing off and I'm sitting here like hating myself.
Little does he know he's the salad.
So I'm like, I'm so sorry, whatever, da da da. So that's where my service industry experience started. And then after that, I worked in like other restaurants. And then I worked at a breakfast spot for, this is where my most recent service job. So I worked at this breakfast restaurant for like probably the past 3 years. This was,
that was your last one.
In general, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was there serving pancakes every day here and there. And then it gets to a point, you know, when you're like looking out the window and you're kind of like, why am I here?
Like you're in a music video.
Yeah. I'm like literally disassociating. Yeah. I'm there and I'm just like every day I'm coming in now and I'm like starting pancakes. To dread it. I loved all my coworkers though. I loved the management. I loved the people there for the most part, but it did get to a point where I kind of felt like, why am I here? Like, I feel like I don't really belong here anymore. I feel like I'm feeling so stagnant. Like I haven't had any growth. There's no growth opportunities in service for the most part. Unless you're trying to like manage a restaurant or something like that. And for me, obviously, I'm like a creative. Like, I have dreams so much bigger outside of a restaurant. So I started to like literally spiral there. I think it really started to mess with my mental health. So I was just going into work and just dreading it. And I could tell, like, I just wasn't showing up as somebody who should really be there. Like, if you don't really love your job, like the way you're showing up to, it shows. I would put a smile on my face and I'd do the thing. But like at the end of the day, like I was leaving feeling unfulfilled. When the year started, I was like, I'm giving myself a couple more months and I'm going to quit. Like I think I gave myself till April. I was like, when April hits, I am going to quit no matter what I'm doing. Yeah, no, literally April Fool's Day, I'm done. So
I'm not the fool anymore.
I will no longer be a fool. I'm done here. So I told myself I'm going to quit because it's just so easy. If you've worked in a service shop before, like either as a bartender, a bottle service girl, like a server, you just get caught up in the quick cash. Like you get your money usually that night. Like you're just so comfortable. Like it's like you're going to go there, you're going to do your thing, you're going to get your money that day, and then that's the cycle and that's it. And like you just get so caught up in the quick cash and just being able to whatever. So I was just like, I don't want to get stuck in that cycle anymore. I need to get off the hamster wheel and like move on, because like all this time that I'm spending here could be spent doing something like this, other things, other endeavors that we had been talking about for so long, just other things that I wanted to do for so long. So I went in there. I gave him my little 2 weeks. I didn't even last the 2 weeks. I gave him my 2 weeks notice. I didn't even last the 2 weeks, and then ended up leaving. And now we're here living. I'm living life right now. I am your unemployed friend on a Tuesday. Okay. I'm literally your friend who's just chasing after something. So
but that's fine.
Being here and like, I felt so good once I was officially finished, because I felt like I'd finally like took that next step, because you kind of just have to like leap blindly when you're doing things like this.
And I have to put myself in a position of absolute despair and threatened by the outcome. Right. And that's when I really do my
best
work.
That's when you grow. That's when you grow the most. So it kind of felt like that situation where like you have to make space for something else to take it up. So like now I feel so much freer and lighter and just so much happier with like where everything's going. So I'm done with that. I'm free now.
Honestly, that's a great no, because if you're looking for that work-life balance, just give up the work.
No more work.
Forget the work.
Or just work that like I want to be doing.
Just live your life.
Yeah. So now it feels so much better to be doing that.
But it still feels a little bit, look, I'm not going to lie, it still feels a little bit of nerves.
Of course.
As far as being vulnerable and exposing. Yeah. Because I'm pretty comfortable doing what I do.
Right.
But it's always been a different script, or I'm telling a story or something.
Right.
Where this style is different.
Yeah. Like now, like, you know, I feel like we're building so much more of our personal, our real personal brand. Because before it's like, you're told what to do and like you kind of have to deliver that. And you're great at doing that.
This could be like
phenomenal.
Again, maybe I'm just, this is how I convince myself of things, but this is healthy escapism, if you will. No, we're hanging out with you while you're having your dinner.
Yeah.
While or a meltdown.
You're right.
That's fine,
we're
too.
We're here for you.
Yeah. But we're going to get there.
We're going to get gonna be there. It feels correct. Everything feels right now. Mm-hmm. So, like, we just kind of want to take you guys with us through all the lessons, through every single lesson when it comes to work, relationships, family, like, mental
Especially
health.
Especially if you're just now in your 30s. We'll figure it out together.
We'll figure it out together.
I got this far, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll get there.
No, we will. But in the meantime, I'm with her.
And she's with me.
And you're with us.
Yes.
We'll see you next time.